At one of the largest and most prestigious of the universities in our country, there was a man who began coming to class naked. They called him the Naked Man. He would just walk into class, walk around campus, and they really didn't know what to do with him because nobody could decide or make a judgment that what he was doing was wrong. Finally, a group of women protested that they were offended, and he was made to stop. This is a lie that Satan has infused into the thinking of this world, that there is no objective truth, that anybody can decide what is right and wrong for them, that it's all relative. I call it the big lie. It was the first lie that Satan told to our parents in the Garden of Eden. It's found in chapter 3. Beginning in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Did God really say, You shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God really knows that in the day you eat of that tree, then your eyes shall be open, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Someone has said that if you tell a lie loud enough and long enough, eventually enough people will believe you that you can get done anything you want to do. The big lie that Satan gave to Eve was this, You shall not surely die. And the second lie was like unto it. When you eat of that fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, your eyes will be open and you will become like gods, knowing good and evil. You'll be able to be like God. You can determine what's right and what's wrong. And the lie has been perpetrated by Satan ever since. Don't listen to him. Listen to the Lord God and the words of Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I give you great praise because you have spoken to us clearly and plainly. This is my standard of right and wrong, the Ten Commandments. The words of Jesus, the teaching of his apostles, contain all I need to know about right and wrong. I pray that you would stamp these principles firmly in my soul, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.